Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In an announcement, we have just been notified that our phone lines were down for the first hour and a half of the show, but Luke has now fixed them, and they are fixed. So we will take calls for the last half hour, and of course, going forward in future shows. But the reason you weren't able to get through is they were down, and now they're up. They got fixed. So that is good news. That's very good news. Now, some county clerks in Colorado. Now, remember something. Biden won Colorado by 13%, but they're facing death threats in Colorado, county clerks, because people will call them up and say, I want a cyber ninja audit. The county clerks will say, well, sir, they're very polite. They'll say, well, sir, we'd like to accommodate you, but unfortunately, I'm the county clerk of, you know, Elkhorn County, whatever it is, and I don't have the authority to do that. And so, you know, I can't just order it as county clerk for this county to get a death threat. You know what's going to happen is some of them are going to quit. They can't afford security. Biden won the state by 13%. It's a no-brainer. Already there have been recounts. And they're at the very end, they do a count of all of the counties in every state, the final audit. And now they want Cyber Ninja. Something's got to be done. I'll tell you what's got to be done. These guys that call in death threats, get a bunch of them, take them to court and give them a prison term. Do not slap them on the wrist. Don't have them say they're sorry. They'll be even sorrier after 5 years. They'll be a lot sorrier after 5 years. There has got to be some discipline in this situation. There's just got to be some discipline. We're going to the lines. Lines are lighting up. Take them in order. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Oh, man, I was just watching the early stuff and the talking heads. Guess who's moved ahead in the straw poll of Donald Trump? And the reason I bring him up is I think he'll be the demise of him. And here's why. It's DeSantis, believe it or not. Not unexpected, but wouldn't you consider him every bit as much ruthless and cunning as Trump? That being said, if Trump is served with any kind of subpoena, I think what he's said he would do would be totally off the table. In other words, kind of shield Mr. Trump from being extradited out of the state. He'd probably say something to him like, well, I did everything I could, but it's out of my hands, and then he clears the field for himself.
Right. You know, that's a good point. I'm going to tell you a poll right now. You mentioned DeSantis, and Trump right now is using threats of violence, frankly, to mold the 2024 election. He's got to be stopped. And frankly, when he makes references to violence and then claims, oh, I was what I meant, they should vote, you know, instead of taking somebody out, just vote. He's got to be arrested. And these people, you cannot permit people to continue to obliquely suggest violence. And here's an amazing thing. There was a Western conservative conference, a summit, and there's a straw poll, and they gave a whole bunch of candidates, and they say, name each one of them you would be okay with or approve of for the 2024 nomination. In other words, these numbers don't mean that they were or weren't their first choice. It just means if they were the nominee, you're okay with it. You approve of it. DeSantis won 74.12%. Three quarters of the people would be okay with DeSantis. Trump was second, 71.43. In other words, almost 30% wouldn't be good with Trump at all, whereas three quarters would be okay with DeSantis. Cruz, 42% said they'd be okay. 58% wouldn't be okay with Cruz. All right. Then you have Tim Scott of South Carolina, 35% yes, 65% no. Pompeo, 39% yes, 61% no. The only one that had three quarters of people who would even approve of the guy being on the, it was DeSantis. Trump, almost 30%, wouldn't even want him on the ballot. Wouldn't even want him on the ballot. So what you're saying is absolutely true. I mean, DeSantis right now, I've talked to Republicans in Milwaukee and they all go DeSantis, you know, that's who they want. because they're afraid of Trump. They think he'll drag everybody down again. They don't know anything about DeSantis. Take a look at his bad record in Florida. All right. Take a good look at it. Google it. Think about it and call in if you want. But bad as he is, some of the others, and you know, people like you have Pompeo and Tim Scott over Hawley, over Rubio, over Cotton, and some of these other guys. It's a bad lot, very bad lot. But DeSantis is 5 points over, almost 5 points over Trump in even remote acceptability. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I mean, you brought it up before. I mean, these county clerks should be telling these people that that's a felony. I'm not going to commit a felony on your behalf. And like you said, if they get any death threats, you got to come down on these people. Any death threats like that need to be taken seriously, and those people need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You come down on them with both feet, and if it's 1,000 of them, 10,000 of them, 15,000 of them that end up in jail, fine. We've got a lot of nonviolent drug offenders that can make up space for those people in jail. I mean, that it is just unacceptable that these people are allowed to get away with issuing death threats, you know, for Lord Trump. I mean, that it's disgusting. And people and any phone call you get a threat like that, you gotta follow up with the police, and you say, and then you expect the police, you say, I expect this to be followed up on. I mean, this is a violation of law to give somebody, you know, not only that, you're proposing a felony. Maybe you need to, prosecute them for that after they keep insisting, well, this is, you know, that, you know, I want to see this done. Well, you're suborning a felony then. I mean, maybe prosecute them for that as well. I mean, those people that are counting the votes down in Arizona and shipping them off to Montana, felony charges for each and every single one of them that it actually is involved in that.
Right.
And haul their asses to jail. Load the buses up and haul them to jail. They can do that
right.
To protest.
Yeah.
Peaceful protesters, haul them to jail.
Right. And I think that you can't have the foundations of democracy really depend on elections that are counted fairly, that there's fair access to voting, and that people do it without being afraid. You know, you look at some of these elections in Africa and Asia, and, you know, the recent one in Iran, and very few people vote, relatively speaking. They're afraid. They're afraid they'll be beaten up in line. They're afraid that their family will get calls. That spread to the United States. It spread to the United States because of Donald Trump, and it's been enabled by the Republican Party, and there's nobody in the Republican Party that's standing up to it. That is the death of democracy if we permit it to continue. Even if you had much more accessible voting, if you have people who are afraid, quit their jobs, have to hire security, and then you have other people come in and count the vote crookedly. That's what they want. Remember Stalin, say it again. Stalin said, it doesn't matter who people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. That's what the Republicans are trying to do. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Oh, good morning, Matt. The whole thing is crazy. I don't know how you get away with calling a death threat on somebody and not serving some kind of repercussions for that. But adding on to what Mark said, 64% of GOP voters believe Biden won with voter fraud. Now, that's a pretty high number. It's like one-third of Americans or something like that. I don't like to bring bad numbers to the show, but today the GOP is going to filibuster the voting bill, which was badly needed because you can't count on the states to have good voting laws anymore. Now, my question is when they filibuster this, and it's going to take a little time for that to get done, can this bill on the slim down deal that they're supposed to be doing here, can this pass 50-1? That's if you get Sinema and Manchin on board here. Is that possible to do that, or are you going to have 60 votes to pass this? If we have to have 60 votes, I'm a little fearful of what might happen to voting in this country. Well, at any rate, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I think you hit the core issue. Remember that this bill gets rid of gerrymandering. by law in federal elections in all 50 states, which will then spread to state elections. It also provides for drop boxes that are proportionate to population. So a county like in Houston, Harris County, a couple of million people, has a lot more drop boxes than Russ County in Wisconsin with Ladysmith, you know, that kind of thing. And a lot of other reforms. Now, can it pass? Well, first of all, all they're debating today is whether they should put it to a vote. They're not putting it to a vote today. And Moscow Mitch has said he's going to filibuster even the question of whether they should talk about it. And I am convinced that we do not have 10 votes. And I'm also convinced that somebody like Sinema, somebody like Manchin, even if they vote to talk about it, and then with Kamala Harris, we'd have 51 votes. Sinema and Manchin will not vote to relieve the filibuster, even for the purpose of talking about it. So it's not going to go anywhere. What Schumer is trying to do is two things. One thing, and it's very, very good, one thing that he's trying to do is put people on the record so that Manchin and Sinema are going to feel some heat going home. But secondly, he's then going to rile up the base. And I saw an interview with the guy who co-founded Indivisible, that group that was successful in preserving the Affordable Care Act. And they think that's a good thing, that in other words, it'll get shot down today. All these guys have to go back over the 4th of July weekend, face their constituents, and a lot of people are going to just ream them, and they're going to get scared. And they think, I think what they think is that when they come back again and raise it again, that Sinema and Manchin will have no choice but to vote to talk about it and vote for it, and maybe put enough pressure on them to vote to lift the filibuster. But if we don't lift the filibuster, Paul, it ain't going to pass. And it's going to open up to all this nonpartisan gerrymandering around the country. The Republicans don't want nonpartisan. Are you kidding me? When Manchin and Sinema say that you want to be nonpartisan, they're talking about wolves. They're dealing with wolves. The wolves don't want to be nonpartisan. So it's a very, very dicey time in this, and stay tuned. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.